brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That cowardly creature, for people that just joined us, Troy, called in 4 or 5 months ago and said, I hope you go to ground zero this year, because I'll beat you up when you're there. And then he called in and started threatening John Connor when he was filling in for Jack Blood a few weeks ago. And then he calls in here and says, 180-something days till then, New York, it's easy for me to get over there. And I reissue his threats, I restate them for the record, and then he denies and says, no, I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that. I mean, it's just, that's who they are. Ann Coulter says we should be arrested. Michael Savage. Laura Ingraham. Newt Gingrich. I mean, I remember last time Troy was on, before this last call, I was talking about Newt Gingrich wanting to restrict free speech. He'd given a bunch of speeches saying it. Shutting down websites is what he was calling for. And he says, no, Newt Gingrich didn't say that, but I do agree you should be shut up, you should be locked up, you shouldn't be allowed to say what you're saying. That's double thing. No, I'm an American, I'm against people not having free speech, but I think you ought to be shut down. And he held both thoughts in his mind at the same time. And he's got to do that. I mean, unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable that you do that kind of thing. Oh, man. But, you know, anybody strikes me down, it only adds fuel to fight the New World Order. And none of us are going to make it out of this alive. We have to commit to fight this, despite the fact that there are mentally unstable people out there who love this evil with every fiber of their soul. They serve it with every fiber of their guts. And they will never admit it's bad. They will never admit it's wrong. The point about Barat, when he goes and does his piece in front of a full rodeo and says, we want to kill all the Iraqis and drink their blood, kill their children, and the crowd, huge cheer. A huge cheer, a large portion cheering. It's like Dr. Pianca gets up before two major universities last year. We have the transcript, it was mainstream news, and says we need to have 90% die. We need to have a police state so we can enforce it like China has, word for word. And there was a 95% standing ovation from the professors we interviewed. 95% at St. Edward's and at the other university where they did it. I forget the name. It's in Southeast Texas. 95%. I mean, almost the entire auditorium standing up. Yes! Oh, yes! Oh, yes! Kill the Iraqi children. Drink their blood. Yay! Oh, yay! Kill 90% of the earth. Yay! Ban free speech. Yay! Oh, yes! Oh, yes! Oh! Because those individuals have made the mistake of believing they're part of the power structure. They believe it's their war. They believe that they are attacking foreign enemies. They believe they're part of the system, and this is part of their manliness. And they infest the face of our beautiful planet, running around mindlessly, doing what they want, when they want. Let's just have a moment of silence for them. Just a moment of silence for those who have been destroyed mentally and spiritually by the globalist. All right, folks. We can only spare 3 seconds for you, Troy. Just unbelievably damaged. Too ignorant. Too stupid. Too committed to a lie to be able to face the facts. But some of us aren't, and it's up to us to fight for our very survival.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back. All right, let me just finish up with the police state technology section, get into the NSA, and then we'll take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Let me just continue with the article. Sony brings real-life Matrix a step closer, sets precedent for future artificial utopias constructed to escape hellhole of real world. And then it goes into how they're rolling all this out now. Let me find out where I was last here in the story. Projecting even further down the line, simulated reality, allied with hologram technology, will allow individuals to attend social gatherings, educational classes, sports events, and more without having to leave the comfort of their own home. You won't be allowed to without special passes, I would add. Governor Ridge said that while head of Homeland Security. Whether such events are actually taking place in the real world or solely artificial creations of the virtual environment, let me back up my earlier statement. Every card under national ID, real ID, will have a tracker chip in it. Okay? All right. Sorry. Tracks you everywhere you go, just like in companies. Whether such events are actually taking place in the real world or solely artificial creations of the virtual environment will be down to the discretion of the user. All this paves the way for a potential Matrix-like scenario where people are literally plugged in to a falsely constructed reality. Whoever controls the Matrix thus controls the activities of its users, and participation may eventually become mandatory, with babies subsequently being born directly into the Matrix. Or, on the other hand, the Matrix could act as a kind of subscription-based escapism, where users pay extortionate fees. Never thought of that word, extortionate. That's a nice word. I think that's one of Paul's compound words. He has a fetish for that. Extortionate fees to exist inside a mock utopia in order to flee the horror of the real world. Well, no, that's how you'll be inducted into it. The scenario was fictionalized in the popular 1990 UK sci-fi sitcom Red Dwarf, where the crew partake in a total immersion video game called Better Than Life, a virtual reality paradise where one's every demand is instantly gratified. In the novel of the same name, the characters are unaware that they are living in an artificial reality, and the system even causes the users to imagine semi-plausible explanations for strange events so that they never come to the realization that their life is a technologically induced hallucination. Meanwhile, the bodies of the users in the real world wither away and die while they are consciously locked into the game. Yeah, wireheads. Parallels can be drawn in an increasing trend that is particularly prevalent in Asia, where individuals become addicted to online games, playing for 50 hours straight before collapsing and dying. Philip K. Dick covered similar territory in his book, The Timeout Joint, where the main character slowly comes to the realization that his existence in a 1950s construct bubble wrapped around people to prevent them waking up to the nightmare of the real world in the future and embroiled in interplanetary war. The theme was touched upon again in a later Red Dwarf episode, Back to Reality, but this time the crew apparently die, but then are awoken to be told they have spent 4 years inside a virtual reality simulation and that it's time to return to the real world. What do you think sleep is, folks? Your brain is designed to do this on its own. The characters soon find out that they wanted to plug themselves into a contrived simulation in the first place. Their lives are worthless, the world has turned into a socialist dictatorship, and demand to escape into an artificial utopia is incessant. Though later it turns out to be a shared hallucination, the episode proves an allegorical warning to resist the human temptation to give up on reality and replace it with an induced nirvana, which many people are already in with the sports and the television and all the rest of it. But this only takes you many steps deeper. For those who doubt that the human race could be lured into such an all-encompassing matrix, consider the fact that our own eyes are merely windows through which our brain decodes information in different ways. Anyone with a basic knowledge of how to control this process can influence our thinking patterns, and thus has been achieved through the medium of television, which is in itself a kind of artificial reality where the viewer is put in a highly suggestible state and experiences suspended disbelief, believing in the moment everything on the screen to be real. Travel down any average suburban American street, and no longer will you see people outside talking to their neighbors or children playing. These artificial activities have been replaced with the blue glow of the television that can be seen emanating from every window. There will also be a prominent segment of the population, the transhumanist movement, that will voraciously advocate the simulated reality nexus and call for those who refuse to participate to be punished, which they've now done, and regulated to the fringes of society as some kind of caste subspecies. But they're already trying to make the Amish take transponders and national ID cards and animal IDs, so they're not going to let you even do that. A concurrent theme that runs throughout almost all dystopic futurist cinema and literature is the concept that technology is advancing at a rate far too quickly for humans to adequately judge its moral implications and eventual impact. Sony's Home Service is another small step, I would say a big step, towards this and not so distant future in which human beings chose and are forced to exist inside a false reality, while a tiny elite claim the real world as their own, ruling over it as they please, while the majority of humans are transfixed by the temptation to escape into a simulated environment. And Troy, I know that's a little hard for you to grasp, but you need to, my friend. And you need to be ashamed of yourself threatening people. You really need to. Again, for those just joining us, he called in with his threats again. His shameful, shameful threats, this time more veiled. And I actually would like to just hate him, but I don't. I feel sorry for him, and I'm saddened, and I'm scared of how dumb these people are, how willfully ignorant they are. Because I know this stuff's real. I know the mercury in the vaccines has caused autism by design. I know they take children and test pesticides on them until they die. I know they've had eugenics. I know they funded Hitler. I know they funded Stalin and Mao. I know the globalists are setting up a horrible police state that'll hurt every one of us, including Troy. And I just want to somehow be able to reach out to them. Now, there is a report here. I'm trying to find the first report. I've got like 100 articles here literally in front of me. Here it is. I found it. Let me read this one first. Okay. This is the public consumption article to put you all at ease, even though in Tokyo they now have police robots on the streets. UK Daily Mail. Robots to be programmed with code of morals so they won't attack humans. The next generation of intelligent robots are to be programmed with a code of morals to ensure they did not attack humans. Scientists have warned, with scenes straight from science fiction films in which machines turn on men, with a real danger unless robots had built-in ethics microchips. Already with the drones, they're controlled by bad men, or can be controlled by bad people. And whereas normal troops wouldn't gun down a bunch of children, at least some of them now have been trained to, most won't, well, the robots will. If you don't have that ID with that proper chip that matches your face scan, you're dead. That's basically how this will work. Robots should also be fitted with a prominent on-off button so humans can disable them in case of emergency, scientists said. Experts in South Korea and Japan, with the latest thinking robots, are being built. Should the moral code for robots would be based on the three laws of robotics created by science fiction writer Isaac Asimov. The laws state, 1, robots must never harm human beings or through an action allow a human being to come to harm. And that's how they kill you, is claiming it's for the greater good to help other humans. Robots, 2, must follow instructions from humans without violating rule 1. Robots must protect themselves without violating the other rules. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. This is from Reuters. Today, same day. Israel unveils portable hunter-killer robot. Reuters, an Israeli defense firm, on Thursday unveiled a portable robot billed as being capable of entering most combat zones alone and engaging enemies with an onboard armory that includes a machine pistol and hand grenades. The Viper, roughly the size of a small television, was invented as part of Israel's efforts to develop weaponry that could reduce the risk in forces from hand-to-hand fighting against Palestinian and Lebanese Hezbollah guerrillas. The manufacturer, Elbit Systems Ltd., said the Viper's small size and dual treads enable it to move undeterred by stairs, rubble, dark alleys, caves, or narrow tunnels. As well as bomb sniffing and bomb disposal equipment, the Viper can carry an Uzi submachine pistol and plant hand grenades. The weapons would be armed using an onboard video camera. According to Elbit, which uses close links with the Defense Ministry, Israel plans to deploy the Viper among the infantry units after field tests. The robot, they already have swords in Iraq and in several cities, much bigger. The robot could also be of interest to foreign police units or U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. They've already got robots, but these are like 10-year-old models that are quite law. Well, we show them in martial law. The troops walk up, say, turn our cameras off. They blow up some cars, announce a terror attack in Belton, tell the public it's real. A few hours later, admit it's not. And they got a robot driving around with a loaded shotgun. And this stuff is exponentially growing, doubling every year now. It was every 2 years, now it's every year. And it is going to be deployed against you. It's just horrible. And I'll tell you how it's going to work. Because Fox News 7 years ago bragged about it. The robot pulls up, 18-wheeler unloads, several robots or one large robot. It comes up. Demands you present yourself, hands up, demand you show it an ID, it reads the chip on the ID, does a face scan, and then if it shows you're a hostile, it gasses you, loads you up, or kills you. They've got nerve gas, knockout gas, tear gas, machine guns, howitzers, everything. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, right now I'm going to air a few minutes of this ABC News clip. And believe it or not, this is a whitewash in and of itself about NSA offices in every major telecommunications hub. So we'll play this, come back, go into all the new big developments. Here it is.
Thanks for watching our internet edition of Nightline. Today, a story about the power of the little guy, an ordinary American willing to stand up to his own government. Mark Klein is his name. He was working for the phone company when he stumbled across evidence of a top-secret government spying program. This is the story of how and why he finally decided to reveal it. He's spoken publicly for the first time to ABC's chief investigative correspondent, Brian Ross, in a Nightline exclusive.
The United States government has gone to great lengths to keep what 61-year-old Mark Klein knows from becoming public.
Anybody with a security clearance, they said, who reveals any of this sort of information will be prosecuted. And that's when I realized that I was in something of a unique position because I was able to expose some of it without breaking any security rules because I didn't have a security clearance.
Until he retired, Klein had spent 22 years working at AT&T in San Francisco as a technician, one of the faceless backroom union technicians who keep the phone lines and the internet connections running.
One day the site manager told us that we would be getting a visit from an agent of the National Security Agency.
From the NSA.
From the NSA. It was very explicit.
The NSA, headquartered outside Washington, D.C., is the country's most secret intelligence agency, in charge of intercepting electronic communications around the world, assigned the task of tracking this country's foreign enemies.
And it was strange to me that the NSA would be in a AT&T office to begin with, because it was my understanding going back to the 70s that they do foreign interception, not domestic.
But Klein says he soon began to hear about a secret room being built on the sixth floor of this AT&T building, connected to cables for both foreign and domestic internet traffic. This is a picture Klein says he took of the room.
The entry was highly restricted. In order to get into that room, you needed not only an ordinary key, you needed to know the code to punch into a keypad on the door. And the only person who had both of those things was the one guy who was cleared by the NSA.
But Klein says for all the secrecy, AT&T technical documents describing the equipment in the secret room, these documents and others were left lying about the area.
So I picked them up, I looked at them, And then I almost fell out of my chair because after I studied it a bit, I realized what they had done.
Klein says the documents show how the NSA had installed what is known as a splitter in the secret room, connected to the trunk lines of 16 other major phone and internet companies.
And the purpose was to make copies of all the internet traffic going through the fiber optic cables, all of it. This is domestic traffic as well as international traffic. All of it that went through the splitter was copied and sent to the secret room.
So in a sense, they are vacuuming up, scooping up
They are blindly vacuuming up everything going across those links.
And you're certain of that?
I'm certain of that. That's the physical arrangement. There's no dispute about it.
You saw that?
I saw that. I looked at the cables. I traced the cables. I know where they went. The documents show where they go. They go to the secret room.
Our efforts are focused on links to Al-Qaeda and their known affiliates.
But Klein says it wasn't until he saw President Bush speak about his administration's surveillance program that he decided to go public.
And I'm watching all this, and I'm getting angrier and angrier.
In other words, if Al-Qaeda or their associates are making calls into the United States or out of the United States, we want to know what they're saying.
So most people hearing that would think, well, I don't make calls to Al-Qaeda, so it doesn't affect me. That's what they wanted you to think. They tried to make you think it was about phone calls. But a lot of it is also about the Internet. And it's about gobs and gobs of information going across the Internet. It affects everybody. And that's the part that they haven't let out. And that's the part that I've decided has to be uncovered.
But getting the story out was easier said than done, Klein says. He first went to one of the top reporters at the Los Angeles Times, turning over all the AT&T documents he had collected.
And he worked on it for weeks. It's going to be a big story. This is going to be big. And then suddenly he told me on the phone one day, it's delayed. Well, our top guy, the LA Times, is going to have a meeting about this with the then national director of National Intelligence, John Negroponte.
And I'll comment on this. We're not going to play any more of it. It only gets worse. And we'll tell you what they're actually doing. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
I guess the government's watching us. This is a song from George Bush and Hillary Clinton and the New World Order to you. Because you're so free. Here it is.
Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you. Every single day.
And every word you say. You're my dumb cattle. Let us grab your pension funds and destroy your currency. We'll get rid of your borders too and inject your children with deadly poison too. And you'll love us, oh yeah. We'll send nice men in black uniforms to take you to FEMA camps, oh yeah. Oh, yeah, since you've gone, since you know I'm a criminal now, I don't like it. So I'm going to try to intimidate you now. Oh, I'm going to build little attack robots. You better submit to me. Oh, let's just hear more of Big Brother's song. Oh, baby, please come back to your abusive criminal government. know it's freedom. Big Brother puts all the cameras up to make sure you know you're watched. You've got to show your ID to get anything, but the illegals don't. And that's because there's... Can't you see? You're the slaves. You belong to Big Brother, cattle. All right, I'm going to quit screwing around. Getting back to that piece. All right, there's a key little point in there, and of course it's all a whitewash to make you think it's one building, and this guy stood up, and by the end, well, maybe it's for your safety to fight Al-Qaeda. ABC News could have played the clip we played at Bush where he's going, I don't even know if John could find it, it's from about a year ago, going, look, I promise, we don't watch any of you or listen to any of your phone calls without warrants. That's a guarantee from me. Well, let's go back. George Bush runs nothing. Starting in 1996, they have a Telecommunications Act, and part of that was hubs were paid for by the federal government in every telecommunications backbone trunk. That every phone call, every fax, every email, everything over the major networks, and then all the little small ones feed into it, goes through it. And everything is passed through it. And every radio transmission that they can pick up is passed through it. And every major city has little snoop farms to even pick up CB. Okay, it's all run through with AI computers listening for keywords. It's 30-year-old technology. And in the past, they just looked for keywords and flagged it. Now they record and data store and data dump everything. Because data storage, again, is now doubling every year. It's all saved. It's all contained. It's all kept. And it just shows you the nightmare system. Now, let me tell you that it has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. That is stopping Al-Qaeda. It is meant, though, and FBI agents have talked about this headline. I forget the exact headline. I think it was Associated Press. Agents joked that Al-Qaeda had moles in FBI. And then it was quotes like, it's as if Al-Qaeda's our bosses. They know everything we do before we do it. No. Al-Qaeda is running things, boys and girls. Okay? One of the only functions of terrorism is when good FBI, in different compartments, good defense intelligence, NSA, picks it up, it gets flagged if agents are learning about a government drug dealing op, or a government child kidnapping op, or snuff film ops, or porn ops, or money laundering ops. And then that is sent so that the people running the grid have intelligence as they completely phase out any good stratas or compartments of the government. Okay? So it's an intelligence network used against the good people in government. Now, that is still a very small function of it, because you've only got to have certain key criminals that can look at that, so it's still highly compartmentalized, but shows like 24 and the rest of it, which the government admits is changing our morals, is meant to breed a larger group of people that will serve that. The main function is not what you'd call anti-terror intelligence. The largest function is economic warfare, and lawsuits have been filed. The EU's talked about it. They have InfoPol 9 scanning everything. The Chinese have it. Select corporations are given the data. Microchips, processors, wiring, new energy developments. They have whole offices over each company that isn't globalist allied, and very few aren't these days because they're all getting consolidated. It's about when people are going to go public with stocks. It's about company announcements. It's decisions. It's espionage, economic trade espionage. Then a large portion of it is used to watch governors, county officials, city officials. It is used to watch FBI, CIA, and others to find out if you're going to whistleblow. They have giant divisions over that. If they know you've got documents they can't stop and they can't cook up a charge to lay on you, a black ops drops by, you have a heart attack, or you drown down on the side of the highway in a puddle of water, or you're found, you know, injecting heroin dead in the back of your car, and they got black ops slaughter teams all over the place just going around killing people in government every day. Every day the murders go on. They're always there in the news if you know where to look. So it's used to surveil you, the most important cattle, the enforcers, who think you're part of the power structure. It's used to surveil local government, but its main function is to steal economic data so the globalists don't have to play fair and they can continue to cheat. It's not enough for them to own the money machines that print the money and that issue credit in the Federal Reserve cartel. They have full spectrum data analysis on what companies are going to do and what moves they're going to make. So there you have it. That's just a small slice. Now, if I had the staff, I would have a segment every day where I tooted my horn just to let you know how credible this analysis is, because we've been paying attention. We have good memories here. The brains God gave us. I, since 1997, when I learned of this, have been on air every month or so saying, hey, let me tell you folks, they're listening to everything. They have whole floors and whole areas of every major phone company and telecommunications company run by the NSA. And just as that news piece said, well, the room, which is a whole section of the building, it's actually about half a floor, if you really read the San Francisco Chronicle that broke it, the stuff in there was secret, but all the wires that went into it, the blueprints, the schematics, drink some water, they weren't secret. You see, and that's where you get the data, the trade publications, the things that are put in, the things that are designed. The globalists know they can't control real intelligence. They just control the specific use of it, and then it can be hidden in plain view right in front of you, and many of the technicians even putting it in won't even think about what they're doing. So everything is fed through this. And really, just as Isaac Asimov charted the future with the three laws of robotics, he charted in his foundation series, and major academics at MIT have sourced this and said that they give it credit for, he talks about 500 years in the future, an economist develops a way with computers to predict the future in general human movements. Folks, they've had that for 20 years. There's still unforeseen things that arise, so the computers will basically give them 10, 15, according to their probability scenarios, and then they go with those, basically wargaming the entire economic strata. And basically, that's the mind of man made in the image of God. What Isaac Asimov could think about in the 1940s and 50s is now our reality. Because what we imagine we can build, we are creators. And the globalists know that, and they want to seize humanity's development. They want to freeze it and then have artificially suppressed technological strata that we live in while we're culled, while we're one-child policied, while the eugenics is carried out in an orderly fashion. They can then get information dominance, paramilitary physical dominance, control us through the churches while this culling takes place, while the advanced technological spires as command systems have been built in amongst us with their connecting guide wires and tentacles, basically culling out the information they need to more properly assess us a few moves ahead, hundreds of moves ahead, and be able to neutralize opposition. But knowledge of the Philip K. Dick nightmare we've woken up into will allow us to have some fighting chance at stopping this. And I know a lot of you aren't going to listen now, but as things get a lot worse and as many of us fall in this fight, you will later be able to hear this transmission in the future. And then it will click with you, and then you will understand. That's one of our greatest powers that we have now, is that we were able to predict things 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, the old-timers were, and now folks are reading books written 20 years ago, 15 years ago. They're reading documents. They're finding out how much the anti-New World Order crowd knew. They're finding out that we understand the knowledge that the elite has to a limited level, but we can see its manifestation all around us and can see the great evil, in some cases even clearer than the globalists can, because they're inside of it. We're outside of it, have a different perspective, that we've been able to chart much of what was going to happen. From the bottom of my heart, I love you. From the bottom of my heart, I want humanity to have great things. And I love my children, and I know I'm going to love my great-grandchildren I'll never meet much more than I love myself. And I just want them to be able to live and be free and have children and enjoy life and enjoy the basic coding that we've been designed to live through, and I don't fear technology. I embrace it for all the good things it can do, but it's just like a gun. It can be used for good or bad. It's like a hammer. It can be used for good or bad. It's like a knife. A butcher knife can be used to chop up beef, or it can be used to stab your wife to death. And, folks, it's being used for the bad. It's, the grid has been set up. They're laughing at us. Top scientists, the co-owner of Sun Microsystems, co-chairman, Bill Joy, in 2000 went to a big globalist meeting with 200 top owners of technology, and he came out of it sick, saying they were talking about how they're going to kill everybody and how there's going to be total enslavement and how with the economic system of consolidation the people aren't needed now because of robotics and how we're going to be eliminated. And he wrote Why the Future Doesn't Need Us and begged people to listen to him. I mean, they go to the meetings and they openly talk about it. Please listen to us. This is a worldwide emergency transmission. They're setting it up quickly all around us. It's much more advanced than you even know. They admitted they put in these snooping grids. They already had basic systems in, but they put them directly into the telecommunications hubs in 1996. Your cell phone listens to you, tracks you. Google admits they use the microphones and cameras on your computer to watch everything you're doing. And even those of you that know it still buy the computers, and you don't even put a piece of tape over the camera. You don't even go in and disable the internal microphone. I don't even do it. None of us. We're caught in it. They know how to build the structures around us, and they know that we're designed with our binocular color vision to just accept reality as if it is reality and accept things that we're put into as if that's the way it's meant to be. And when we're in a crisis, we're being swallowed right now. We're being grabbed by this boa constrictor and crushed like a little piglet. And we've got a chance to struggle free, but not much more time. You need is a little fat little piglet to bite the snake and to kick it and to flop around as hard as you can. And to foam at the mouth a bit and jerk loose of it. It's coiling tighter right now. Years are the equivalent of seconds. We've only got seconds here. We've only got years. It's coiling. Your eyes are bulging out. Bite it. Bite it. Now, here's an example of a piglet. I was thinking, what would a boa constrictor grab that was a good size and a mammal that you could associate yourself with? You know, they grab a lot of wild pigs, and they like piglets particularly because they don't struggle as much as a large sow or boar. So I use the example of a piglet. Sorry to compare us to a porcine. So me, I mean, I'm squealing. I'm caught in. I'm going, fee, 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 and I'm trying to bite. I'm trying to bite. I'm biting as hard as I can here. You need to bite. Bite. It just comes down to that. I'm talking right to your instincts right now. Struggle, kick, scream, bite. And individually, we are like little 10-pound piglets. But if we squeal out enough, mommy, 100 yards away eating some grubs, may hear and run over and attack the snake. Daddy may run up. And daddy is all of us together. Mommy is all of us together. So individually, we're little piglets caught here, but together, we can first acknowledge this, get mad, start arresting government officials, ripping these systems out, calling them up on trial, having mass trials of these pieces of trash, getting, and of course they're not going to turn loose, man, they'll set nukes off, they'll do whatever they have to, they're totally nuts, they greedily want all the technology for themselves, the life extension and all the rest of it that is here, they don't want you to have access to it. They're just the most greedy, selfish people you could ever imagine. I mean, look at this story right here. They never got rid of this. Homeland Security revives Super Snoop. They never killed it. By Andrew Hudson. Homeland Security officials are testing a Super Snoop computer system. When they say testing, they're just announcing what they've always had. Computer system that sifts through personal information on U.S. citizens to detect possible terrorist attacks, prompting concerns that lawmakers who have called for investigations. The system uses the same data mining process that was developed by the Pentagon's Total Information Awareness project that was banned by Congress in 2003. Well, Congress didn't vote for the North American Union either, but it goes forward. And remember in 2002, scoff laws get caught ordering pizzas was the headline in the USA Today, and it was a positive article saying, hey, man, it's great. With the big pizza companies, the big three, and others are now signing on to a private Dallas company that hooks into the Justice Department that then has the service to local police departments. When you order a pizza, they know you give your real name and where you're really at, and that runs through a system, and instead of getting a pizza, the police are flagged for anyone who has felonies or even misdemeanors, and if it's just a misdemeanor, they now know where you're at. If it's not, they go ahead and send a SWAT team. When you order a pizza, they run your name through a computer criminal database. Everything. Remember 4 months ago, the head marshals on the air marshal saying, we're told to put innocent people into the computer database for no reason, just to show that they're terrorists? Everything. Every purchase, all the major credit cards, just, it's all there, folks. And then that lying cokehead, when he's not hanging out with his porn star buddies, gets up there on TV and tells you they don't spy on you without a warrant. They are murdering criminals. And they are literally setting up a dehumanization slave grid. So hear me now in 2007 and hear me in the future. You've got to rebel. You've got to struggle. You've got to fight back. The future is so black if you don't.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
All right, final segment. I don't have time to get to all your calls. I apologize. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. Don't forget the free podcast at InfoWars.com you can subscribe to. And we restream the show 24 hours a day. You missed an interview, you missed a part of the show. For 21 hours after the show ends, right up until 11 Central, we re-air the 3 hours consecutively. What is that, 4 more times? So you can tune in and hear it for yourself. You can listen to it from, say, 6 in the morning till 10. whatever your time zone. You can listen to it at midnight. You can listen to it whenever you like, streaming on InfoWars.com. And the podcast you can download for free, it just automatically, and it'll be yours. And you can listen to it whenever you like, and then dump it off your iPod, and it downloads the new one. You can set your iPod to get rid of the old show as soon as the new one comes, or you can keep them all. I certainly hope that you will do that with us and help tell everybody about the free podcast. I got into really serious issues in the last segment, and that's what my new film covers. And when you really read the actual documents where they're talking about doing this to us, I was just after doing the break reading them. What is it, eugenics.org, a great website, looking at all the documents. This is just high-tech eugenics, folks. Brave New World, for real, as Huxley told you, that was really the plan. That's why he wrote the book. And we're fighting it together. I hope you'll get Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. I hope that you'll get Martial Law. I hope that you'll get Road to Tyranny. I hope you'll get my films. I've made 15 of them, and your purchase makes this broadcast possible, the things we do. But that's a secondary reason. The main reason is these are great films. And we've got my original 7 films now on DVD at big discount. We've got the 4 new films that we're carrying. 9/11 Press for Truth. 9/11 Unanswered Questions. Blackout on the voting. And then, of course, the new war film that's out by Robert Greenwald. It's all available at InfoWars.com. We're adding new items every week. We've got these great little FM transmitters that you can soup them up with a more powerful 6-volt plug, so the 4-volt that comes with them, but it's FCC approved at 4 volts, and double their range, or you can add an antenna and then double that to a quadrupling to broadcast to much of your neighborhood, but by itself it'll go in your house and out into the yard and or in your office, into the office above you and below you. You can dial into whatever FM frequency you want. Pick one that doesn't have any stations on it, and it'll go much further, and tell folks about it, and plug it into your computer, and just play the show 24 hours a day, or the Genesis stream, whatever you like, or music you like, whatever. They're a great deal on those at InfoWars.com. 9/11 Inside Job, InfoWars.com, bumper stickers, T-shirts, ball caps. Everything we have and everything that we push is about information warfare. I haven't moved into dietary supplements and stuff like that because I haven't had enough time to research them properly. I know there's a few good products out there I know about we might be promoting in the future, but sorry, we don't have any magical cures for you or anything. It's just information, real hardcore information that you can take action with. Remember, you're authorized and encouraged to make copies of all my films. So go to InfoWars.com and get the films I've made and all the other books and videos we carry, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And on the network, on the satellite, and on the internet, back from 9 to midnight and back from 1 to 5 a.m. for stations out there that want to carry the feed right off the satellite, or you can always record it and replay it whenever you like. To all the affiliates, the listeners, the sponsors, the Genesis Network, God bless you all, to all our listeners across this great planet. You are the leaders. You have the answers with God's help. You are the solution. You must take action in order to defeat these people. They think they can call up and threaten us. It isn't going to work. Intensify your efforts. We've got to do it for our children and for the children that come after them and for humanity itself, God's creation. Now get out there and take on the new world order. We shall prevail. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.